Dom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Dorim Babli, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches, and with Aleph 16 lines up from the foot of the page. Eifcha ve Misham. Eifcha ve Mishem Ma, Atatoyfe Mishem Beifcha ve. If one said Beifcha ve, this house is yours, how do you judge this? Is it like one who said Beifcha or like one who said ve? Nofal Abonai who basically one said this house and it fell and it was built it. It's not the same. A Palm Hadoshus came, as the Gemara says, so it's permitted, or perhaps it's considered the same house and it's forbidden. If we mean a door, Ha'imer, Yoshov, Tanu, Beis Chasnas, Lebini, or Beis Amelus, Lebiti, Nofal, Yoshim, Chayovim, Lebinoisi. So to answer the second question, we learn from the following. One who told his daughter, his heirs, give a nuptial house to my son or a widowhood house to my daughter, and it fell, the heirs are obligated to rebuild it. It's considered the same house. The Mishnah in Barakamba says, if one said to his son, Koinem, you may not benefit from me. If he died, he inherits him. If he said, in my lifetime and in my death, he does not inherit him. Yumi said, see what our Mishnah teaches. He inherits him, unless he said, but in my lifetime and in my death. Vahatani, chai im meis yoshenu, v'moisi im meis yoshenu, chai v'moisi im meis lo yoshenu. And we bring a support from advice. So if he said, in my life, if he died, he inherits him. If he said, in my death, if he died, he inherits him. While he was alive, it was permitted. Once he died, he left his wishes, and he cannot permit it. He says, though, in my life and after death, if he died, he did not inherit him. Ma bein lahu da'ama chada lahu da'ama tre. What's the difference? That here in Nedarim, one matter means the word this suffices to forbid after death. And here in Bava Kama, two matters, in my life and after my death, are needed to forbid after death. Rav Yirmi Rav Yosi ben Chanina, tre hoin amrim, koinem hanoyas, and Rav Yosi ben Chanina answered that when he said, Koinem Hano, for this property is Alai, he's forbidden in the owner's lifetime and in his death. He said, this property does not depend on who owns it. He forbade it to himself, both in his lifetime and after death. Rav Yosi Tanina ben Aziken, Madala Tanina ben Adoyim, Koinem Leveis Chashini Nichnas, Yosef said that our Mishnah in the Zikin teaches what was not taught in the Darim. One can forbid his property to others after his death. In the Darim, we learn only that one can forbid himself after the owner's death. Koinim is your house that I will not enter it, or your field that I will not buy it. If he died or sold them to another, he permitted. Koinem, this house I will not enter it, or this field I will not buy it. If he died or sold them to another, he is forbidden. Especially Amazeh, also allows the Bechayim bin Achamisa. We infer that the Mishnah in Bava Kamma distinguishes between when he said in my lifetime and in my death, and when he did not say so because he did not say this. If he said this, in every case he forbade it to him in his lifetime and after death.